With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Determined to halt the flow of oil from Venezuela, under orders from President Trump, the U.S. Coast Guard now pursuing another tanker said to be trying to skirt sanctions on Venezuelan crude exports. This is unfolding now in the international waters of the Caribbean. Speculation that Ukraine may be behind the assassination of a Russian general killed when a bomb planted beneath his car went off. The BBC's Rachel Wright says it's the third killing of a senior Russian military officer in just over a year.
According to Russian media, the general was getting into his car in a residential district in southern Moscow when a bomb exploded. A spokesperson for Russia's investigative committee said the general had died from his injuries. Fanil Savarov was the head of the Armed Forces Operational Training Department. And one theory the committee was looking into was the involvement of Ukrainian intelligence services, who have previously targeted senior Russian army officials with explosive devices placed underneath cars. The general is described by Russian sources as having participated in military campaigns in Ukraine, as well as earlier conflicts in Chechnya, South Ossetia, and Syria.
Ukraine is rapidly deploying low-cost interceptor drones to counter Russia's escalating aerial attacks on cities and power infrastructure. The man accused of killing 15 people at Sydney's Bondi Beach is alleged to have taken firearms training with his father. A police statement of facts was released after Naveed Akram's video court appearance from a Sydney hospital. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch defending the decision to release just a fraction of the Jeffrey Epstein files at this time. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 46 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 139. This is SRN News. The church is divided on abortion.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Many Christians are celebrating a surge in movies and TV shows that honor faith. Phil Wickham, a Grammy-nominated Christian recording artist who voices the character of David in an upcoming film, says it's been gratifying to see the success of shows like The Chosen and House of David. However, it's too soon to tell whether there's been a sea change in Hollywood or if this is simply a short-term phenomenon. This is SRN News. They're hard to miss, and sadly, the train's driver didn't miss them.
Seven Asiatic elephants were killed, another injured when a high-speed passenger train collided with a herd in Assam, India. The train's engineer saw the herd of about 100 elephants and used the emergency brakes, but the train still hit them. Five train coaches and the engine all derailed, but no human casualties were reported. Sadly, trains often hit elephants in Assam, which has one of India's highest concentrations of wild Asiatic elephants. Jason Walker reporting.
New AP NORC poll finds that Americans more likely to prioritize health care than they were last year. About 4 in 10 adults named health care or health issues when asked to identify up to 5 issues they want the government to work on in the coming year. More details at srnnews.com.